with my enormous penis, and the troubles keep washing away.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is your old pal Langley here, once again with Spin Eric Rice.
Next man makes a move, the unicorn gets it.
Also joining us, Starman.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
No. And once again, for the third time in a row, Casey Queso.
I'm like on a roll, bitches. What's up?
Yeah, we didn't even invite you this time.
I know. It's like I just button mashed my way in here.
Yeah, pretty much.
To Gibson.
I guess Casey's on the show now.
Okay.
I'm not.
This show is going to be like a ska band. 12,000 members.
Oh, God. Diversity. You know, HR department is very happy about this.
Can we invite someone in just to dance in the background?
Would do nothing but dance in the background. I can do that.
No. Ooh, we need you because we got
to
make fun.
You need to not do that.
And Eric has left the building already. Great.
No.
Oh, he creeps in and out of the shadows.
No.
Here. Were you dancing in the dark, Bruce Springsteen?
The pale moonlight.
Oh. Wait. Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
We have no Batman talk, but we do have moon talk, I guess.
Moon. Oh. Mm. To the moon.
Dallas. Solar eclipse. Did it have a name?
Bob.
Steve.
Francis. They always have names.
Do they?
No, those are hurricanes.
Yeah. Oh.
Not even earthquakes have names.
Lighten up, Francis.
Literally.
The sun is eclipsed. Oh.
Total eclipse of the sun.
I'm listening to reason.
What does it sound like? Because I haven't heard it in a long time. So anybody see the solar eclipse?
Sort of.
Because I'm on the West Coast. West side.
I'm on the West Coast. I didn't see anything.
Well, it was cloudy up here, and so I could see it through the fuzz, but only if I was like, I pointed my camera phone at it, and then the lens flare was eclipsed. I mean, I tried to do the cards, and it was like a giant oblong shape. It was just a...
I tried to do that too, and to no avail. Like, I couldn't even get it on my phone successfully. It was really poor. And it wasn't even cloudy where I was in Orange County, and it was clear. It was fine. I was staring directly at the sun. It looked good.
Just like you're supposed to.
Right? But yeah, no, like the phone and the reflection thing, like, I couldn't get any of that to work. So,
doing it wrong.
Clearly, I was holding it wrong.
Well, it was night here in New Jersey, so I had a really good view of it.
Of the sun.
Yeah, of the sun.
Good. Great. All right, well, I don't know. There was a bunch of cool pictures, as there always is, and whatever.
Yeah, people lots of other people got cool pictures.
Brazil, what the hell? Oh, yeah, it's all big and orange and ringy, and there's trees and birds and margaritas.
Are we still talking about the sun?
What the hell is that?
I liked there was this one composite picture that was put up of the eclipse from this or something like that, and it was so obviously fake, and people are just posting it all over the place.
Is that the one from space?
Yeah,
the one where it's super big.
It's super big, and then there's a shot of the Milky Way, which takes about like half an hour of an exposure to do that. And of course, people don't think about that. They think, oh yeah, you can snap the Milky Way in space.
Yeah, what and idiots!
I think I saw Iron Man up there too.
Everybody knows it takes
a rocket.
Everybody knows it takes 45 minutes to shoot Iron Man in space.
That's right.
Well, I mean, that's how long the eclipse was. Maybe it was faked.
Oh, totally never happened. Totally.
I could probably get somebody in here that has a theory about that.
It's the president's fault.
There was a
It's Obamacare.
There's an interview with Neil Armstrong today. I won't get into that.
Really?
Yes. Well, about the moon.
Oh, yeah? What do you say?
That he went there.
He's like, it's totally bullshit. I'm about to die. Here's the truth. Well, they shot Scotty into space finally.
Yes, they did.
I thought this already happened.
I thought so too.
Like, now here's what happened. They took part
of Scotty.
Just took his mustache.
Part of Scotty, part of his ashes, into just space. Shin. And the rocket didn't make it properly and burned up on reentry. So
Oh shit!
Didn't work the first time.
Good thing they had backup ashes.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
They like plan for this in advance in case this doesn't work. Like, let's not take all the ashes. Let's just take a foot, and then we'll see how that goes.
We're just gonna send a shot of Scotty up, and then we'll hang on to the rest just in case.
Just a pint. He'll appreciate it.
That's weird. Well, they shot him up on the Dragon, the SpaceX thing.
Mm-hmm. Dragon.
Is it the Falcon 9 Dragon, right?
Yeah, so where does Dragon come into that? Was that the code name before it was called SpaceX, or?
Well, SpaceX is the company.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think Dragon is the name model? Of the rocket, maybe? Rocket.
And what, Falcon is the name of the capsule?
I don't know.
I believe.
That's worse
we don't prepare for that
Android
kind
phone.
Of stuff.
Hey, listen, men name things condom. Better than that, so yeah. I don't know what the hell.
Android
going on.
Condom, I don't know. They're
Dragon, right. Android phone, condom, or spaceship,
or all of the above.
Best.
So the first time they tried to shoot the Dragon into the great void.
Is that like riding the snake?
It didn't ride.
Well, it didn't. It didn't happen. There's a. It didn't go up.
I just got this image of Jim Carrey. Hey-o.
The big dragon.
If it doesn't go up after 4 hours, you should really consult your doctor, though.
If it doesn't go down after 4 hours.
Yeah, I thought it was the other way around.
Wow. All right.
I can go 4 hours without it going up. Just saying.
Something about 4 hours, apparently, you need to consult your doctor.
That's otherwise, our show for tonight. Catch us next week as...
What our sponsor will be...
Viagra.
Kaiser Permanente.
Oh, God. Anyway, careful, they tried to launch it last Sunday.
You can't even
it?
Say, I don't even think you can think brand names without somebody freaking out. And oh,
no, exactly. Yeah. Everyone has
video
a personal.
Posted. Rah, 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 rah.
That's right.
No, Casey and I just did our Infinite Loop show, and we were talking about the beer that we have. We had the same beer. And I had to like explicitly say on the show, no, we are not officially sponsored because we don't want anybody getting all butthurt over the fact that we're talking about a beer company on the show.
What kind of beer?
Arrogant Bastard.
From That's Stone amazing. Brewery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have no sponsors, folks, if you want to be a sponsor.
Now, why is that, you lazy bastard?
Yeah, what are you doing
Who
wrong?
Would sponsor us, seriously?
It's because we swear too much.
It's an after-hour show. Yeah. It's NC-17.
No, seriously, I think we could get sponsors through Geek News Central.
Can we get one of those 976 numbers to sponsor us? Because those
can
are
we get
like
a .xxx domain to sponsor us?
That's right. .ru.
Or that, or .hk would be
prize,
equally.
Yeah.
Space XXX.
Are you looking for a bride?
Dude, is that taken?
Do you want to send your Russian bride into space?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea. Let me go
Space.xxx is a totally good idea.
We're going to get sponsored by a .cx domain.
Oh, is it? Ah. Yeah. Well,
I think Dork Files is still around if you're looking for a show domain.
Dork Files.
Dork Files. All right,
low
well.
Opinions of thyself.
What?
Nothing. What?
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 I don't know.
What are you saying?
Rocket, whatever. It finally went up.
Diablo style.
I'm done. I'm done trying to talk about it. It's too hard. Oh.
Commercial rockets in space, it's a big deal because now NASA doesn't have the monopoly on going into space.
Right.
Right. So. And this had nothing to do with the Virgin line, right?
No.
Like that's a separate private space
Are you sure?
Thing.
I thought
like,
it was.
No, I didn't. No, I don't think so.
Huh. Unless I maybe not. What's his name? Branson.
Sir. awesome blonde haired dude, Branson.
Thor?
Authority on Bleach, Branson.
Oh, Virgin Galactic.
Yeah. There's really, you don't think he's going to have Virgin like all up in the name?
He's going to
yeah, you're right.
37 errors in a row.
Error 37.
That's what happened.
Segway.
Yep.
All right, talk about your video games. I got nothing to say.
All right, so Diablo 3 sold 25 million copies in its first 24 hours and 4.7 million copies of the day, making it the biggest PC video game launch of all time. And we're very happy about that. Now, to put this in perspective, I don't know if this is the biggest video game launch of all time, because people have said that Halo 3 was the biggest at that point. But I don't know how many that sold when that first came out. But they said that it made more money that in 24 hours than a major motion picture did in an entire weekend.
Hmm.
So,
well, still, how much is, you know...
Yeah, no, you're right. It's $60.
I mean, $60 for a video game, that's what? Three tickets for a movie or whatever?
That's three tickets for a movie. But yeah. I think it was just something to compare against to put things in perspective of how much money a title can make. Yeah, and you're right. Because I get pissed off when people say, oh, there's a movie made more money than blah, blah, blah that came out 40 years ago when tickets were a quarter.
Well, it's actually like an apt comparison now that some video games are actually movie quality now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Halo, like I can't even. I'm totally blanking on some of the console
Final
names,
Fantasy
13. But Final Fantasy. I was thinking of
Mass Effect.
The one that's Mass Effect for sure. The one that's totally like Indiana Jones with a
Tomb Raider.
No, with a
Uncharted.
Uncharted, thank you. That's absolutely movie quality.
We named them Dark Uncharted.
And a lot of the MMOs, like, they are and they aren't because they have cutscenes that are movie quality, but they're just cutscenes. You know,
but what's movie quality
like the
these days? Is it in 3D?
Shrek?
Well, I mean, it's Shrek. Mm-hmm. No, it's that kind of quality. If you look at some of the videos from Diablo 3, their cutscenes are damn good. They've got texture. Insane. Yeah, they've got texture and they've got skin tone done very, very well.
Well, they're like, you know, they're 3D in that it's like Maya rendering 3D models, but it's not like, oh, let me freaking put on my glasses 3D because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right.
But as for the...
I would end quickly, please. I want futuristic, just normal crap. I'm just bitter.
Why are you bitter?
You're not even that old yet.
People backpedal on augmented reality glasses and 3D glasses are silly. Just make the TVs 3D, thanks.
But is that possible? Because the problem is the parallax issue. Because
there's always a parallax.
Wait, you wear normal eyeglasses. You're okay with the 3D?
Oh, well, there's
glasses?
That too. Yeah. Wait, what?
Or are you more waiting for a 3D that doesn't require glasses? Are you okay with the current 3D that requires freaking glasses?
No, get rid of the glasses entirely. There's one TV, one laptop, whatever.
Yeah.
Even that chintzy little 3DS from Nintendo.
The 3DS?
But, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Where yeah,
there's just
so
like one sweet spot and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 3D news, G.I. Joe movie that was supposed to come out next month has been pushed back to March of next year. So they can make it 3D. Convert it
and
to 3D.
And make a game that you can wave around on the Kinect or whatever.
I like having the option of 2D versus 3D, so I can always pick 2D.
We did that for Avengers.
Nice.
We picked
2D.
I did too.
Didn't want to see it in 3D. I have nothing.
Oh, you didn't get a chance
3D.
To see it yet, by the way, Langley?
I have not.
Oh, what a...
We're supposed to do one viewing a week.
Oh, yeah?
I thought.
I don't have a problem seeing things in 3D if they're done properly in 3D, like Avatar: Tron Legacy.
Avatar.
Those were filmed in 3D, but when they do these 3D conversions, then
Titanic.
Yeah. Hey, what's in that can of worms? Blah blah. Surprise.
Yeah, right at the camera. Whoa.
If we do
whoa.
Robot Underpants in 3D, I'm sneezing a damn lot. Two.
Gross.
Whoa.
Let me just get that right there for you. There you go.
We're gonna shoot off rockets.
Oh. But the game is awesome, even though it had some hiccups.
Diablo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, except for not being able to play for the first, like, three freaking nights. Forget it. Like, this is not their first launch. This is not their first game. What the fuck, Blizzard?
Yeah. We don't understand what happened. But the game is awesome. We love it.
Indeed. I enjoy kicking corpses and blowing up tombstones, nonetheless.
Well, great.
I have been dusting off my Kinect on the Xbox because I want to make sure I don't look like a dork waving my arms around controlling things because Leap was announced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, like the Kinect, but for cross-platform, control a computer, look pretty fast, lots of spinning of maps and stuff.
It's a gesture control computer peripheral.
Right.
Yeah. We like Minority Report.
Hey, well, the thing is, while movies certainly make everybody go, ooh, shiny, at the end of the day, we still don't have display technology.
Yeah.
It would be nice if we could have something even remotely. I think Samsung's got one translucent LCD screen. Where are the...
That thing's pretty sweet looking, though.
Now we know where the transparent Minority Reports. They're in the trunk of the flying cars.
You're right.
And do you see any flying cars? I certainly don't.
Muller has them.
No. Kind of. But I want to see this Leap. I want to play with it.
Here's the thing. People can be trusted with something like Leap and transparent monitors. People can't be trusted flying their cars around.
No. Well, not only that, not only do you not trust the people, but do you trust the machinery?
True. And
when your car breaks down, you just pull over to the shoulder. What happens when your flying car breaks down?
Yeah.
In Pasadena today, five people
were
somebody crashed their flying car. I mean,
I think the system is the same as brakes, right? What happens if your brakes fail? You hit something.
Yeah.
I hit the passenger.
Is you hit something. It's just in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. I suppose
there was a guy, by the way, who just jumped out of an airplane 2,400 feet without a parachute and lived.
Oh, landed in some boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, stuntman.
In a dumpster in an alley. Got up and shook himself off.
Yeah, I think once they master self-driving cars, then we'll be able to master the flying cars one step at a time.
Well, we're getting there.
Nope.
You'll have to have your self-driving cars to drive around with your
they got licenses Google Glasses now. On.
Anyway, the thing is called Leap. It's pretty cool looking. The video makes it look awesome. If it works as well as the video shows... and they're not pulling a Google Glass thing on us, then
when is this 70 bucks to come
pre-order.
Out? Pre-order, okay.
70 bucks.
So, I missed that. I didn't pre-order it yet because I was too busy cross-training. I figure it's important. No, I'm serious. I figure it's important. All right, I'm putting this away.
What are you doing?
I figure it's important.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Checking your MySpace.
I'm messing around with Yahoo's new. Yahoo came out with a browser today. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, who? That.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I saw that. I rolled my eyes and moved on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's like the same browser with all the same windows open on every device that you have it installed on. I'm like,
wait, what?
Yeah, we'll get to that later. So I figured, you got to practice with the Kinect and learn how to. I was doing it with like 1 pound weights on my hand because I like seriously want to be like perfect. And like Tai Chi and Zen like, so I don't look like a flailing idiot. I'll just look like a very graceful idiot with motion like the white crane.
Okay.
Wow.
I had this white crane up my ass.
For five years, yes.
He kept this.
He started to molt. It was very unpleasant.
He kept this gesture control peripheral up his ass.
Gives a whole new meaning to doing your Kegel exercises.
Hey,
oh.
Different part, but close. Wow, I don't know where to go from there. Let's see, skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans. About the ass.
It's as close as I can get. Unless you want to talk about Alf.
That was a masterful segue. Really.
Unless you want to talk about Alf.
No,
jeans and Alf. That's the order we have to do this.
Let's see. A doctor from the Greater Baltimore Medical Center says that a lot of people are having some medical problems from wearing jeans that are too tight and cause a disorder called Muralsha parasthetica.
That sounds made up.
It's a Latin word for cutting off your balls.
More or less. It does say that
maybe
it can
cause
problems. Maybe
that's why I'm not having any problems, because I don't have any
problems. It can compress the nerves that run along the outer part of the thigh and cause some problems. And if you are a dude, it can definitely cause some problems.
Oh, is it dual gender?
Mostly, yeah.
Is it cross-platform?
Well, I mean, yes. Yes, I mean, everybody has the same nerves running down their thighs, but...
True.
Yeah.
I don't have this problem.
Balls, yeah, it can have a problem with your balls, too.
Oh, not that. I'm talking about the problem with wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, I know. Well, why are you doing it in 2012 anyway?
I actually seek them out, and I don't have any of these problems.
You don't know? You might.
At least, yeah, right? Until I just drop from...
So you can't feel your legs?
Numb, I guess.
Is there some boxers versus briefs thing that's also correlated? You know,
well, free ball kind of. If you have sperm count problems, you should wear one or the other.
I mean, the tighter something's wrapped up, the more that there's probably going to be problems, you know?
Maybe I'm in just too good a shape.
Well, you do run all the time.
I do.
I don't know. Send us some pictures. We'll post them up.
Okay.
Let people
decide.
You
be the judge.
Yes. If you want to see pictures, hit up Casey Queso on Twitter.
The Leap Motion is $70 pre-order. It will be out in the winter, and you can request an SDK.
Oh, that's cool.
So there you go.
You should get to work on that.
I actually might.
I want to be able to, watch porn.
Criminals.
Oh. Watch porn. Can you do an interactive porn? Is that what you want?
Porn film. That's where
that's
Google's.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yes. That's where Google Glasses are going to come in. So they realized, oh yeah, it's not some awesome augmented reality thing. So we're just going to pander to photographers because they were on stage at the Google Plus Photographers Conference.
Photographers, they're everywhere.
And so they're like, look. So now everything we can just start an Instagram for like. First person shooter where all you see are two hands in front of you. People throwing footballs, people doing this, but porn.
Boxing.
Porn possibilities for the Google Glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. That's how they could breathe life into their industry again. When people pay for it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They're always using new technology.
The camera.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people could do it with a GoPro, right? But that's not sexy.
Well,
it's maybe sexy.
Nor is what you're talking about, really.
If you're going off a cliff, maybe, then it's pretty sexy.
Back when the 2000 New Year was rolling around, New Year's Eve 1999, I walked around with a camera mounted on some glasses and recorded everything I saw just in case something happened. Mm-hmm. And I remember like going from party to party and being like, I got to turn this off. I got to remember to turn this off when I go to take a leak. Because it's just going to be like hands like
right.
holding like, my junk.
Awesome.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah. Yeah. So a bunch of Google guys were wandering around, like I guess Larry Page was walking around with it on, taking pictures and talking about it. But it was funny listening to their conversations. When you listen to their words, they were saying the exact same thing, but three different ways. I'm like, you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
But they're pivoting their language to make it just a photography thing. Because right. That's probably very reasonably all that it is.
Yeah.
Is it's a camera. Great. And it's voice activated. And that's probably
I have
all
some,
they can do.
Some cheap Chinese ripoff. I don't even know, sunglasses with a little camera in the middle that you could take pictures of stuff, whatever.
Probably hack my views from years gone by, sure.
Yeah, I don't even know where they are. It's one of those things where you have to like, hold button, release button, hold it, release, hold it to start video, to do, take a picture, hold it, release it, hold it, like all this dumb crap code that you have to remember to use these things. I use them like once. Just to see if it worked. And then I was like,
now you put him on like a Spider-Man head.
Yeah, now Spider-Man takes pictures of his penis when he goes to take a leak.
God.
He takes pictures of his piranaconda.
What is a piranaconda?
Piranaconda, the latest in the sci-fi terrible movie streak.
Yes.
Looks just as bad as you think.
How a TV station. Or like a cable channel can create such crap and yet such awesome stuff at the same time.
But see, there's a whole niche for this sort of stuff. These
Wait,
terrible
what network
movies.
Is this?
Sci-fi channel.
Oh, sci-fi has always created stuff of this quality.
That's why.
This is no surprise.
I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah, but yeah, they'll make the good shows, but they know what they're doing with these bad ones. It's like people that like bad movies, you know. I think they're funny. They're great. All the stuff with Tiffany and Debbie Gibson. This one has Michael Madsen in it, which is not quite as camp as the other two, but...
You need Bruce Campbell in things like this.
Yeah, yes. Right. Bruce Campbell.
Stuck and in Alf. The middle with you.
And Alf.
No, Alf.
Alf.
Willie!
Nobody wants Willie. Alf.
I never watched that show.
Wow.
Before you get up for that final snack, I want you to know I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. Dead on.
Here, Lucky.
Can you do Christopher Walken doing Alf?
Yo.
No.
Willie.
I kept this cookie.
I get up. It's like to snack.
Eat cats.
Oh, my God.
Well, creator Paul Fusco.
Qualities.
What?
The Alf did have redeeming qualities.
I liked Alf.
I used to watch it when I was younger.
And he had that talk show for a while, too, on TV Land, just a couple years ago.
What?
Yeah, he had a talk show where he had, you know, celebrities on and talk to him.
We need to get Alf in a hangout.
Like Space Ghost?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would be actually good.
It was pretty funny.
If it was like Space Ghost.
Anyway, the creator, Paul Fusco, thinks that now is the right time for an Alf movie.
He probably thinks that because it's that the right time for him to get a paycheck.
It could be that he's on heroin again.
Why is now a good time for an Alf movie? Most people forgot about
he
it.
Needs
because
money.
Apocalypse. Well, we're talking about it, aren't we?
He said, I think the timing is right.
We're talking about it because of this.
It's a big important timing.
See it too. We're like, let's go see it because it's big, probably awful.
No.
He said... Timing is an important thing.
We just talked about Piranaconda, and now we're all hating on Alf movie. Come on.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no. Nobody said we liked it.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but I've watched all those other ones. The Sharktopus and
Langley
Mega,
is
going to
go
whatever.
See this over Avengers, apparently.
I'm going to go see the Alf movie. I'll be the first in line. I hope it's 3D.
He is the missing Avenger, incidentally.
Yeah. So we're like 10 others.
Right.
Well, I mean,
speaking of movies, the new James Bond trailer came out.
Yes, Skyfall.
Oh, it looks amazing! I can't wait.
It looks really good. But Daniel Craig, I like. I think he looks good.
Because he's a pretty man.
Yeah, he is. He's a very pretty man.
Yeah.
I still think that Timothy Dalton got a bad rap as James Bond. I thought he was very good.
Really?
Yes.
You're the only one.
No. Timothy Dalton came off of...
George Lazenby was the best.
No, because Roger Moore had all those goofy ones, and then Timothy Dalton came, and he was, you know, they finally brought this series back to its seriousness, and
back.
I think people didn't like it.
When was it serious? Sean Connery?
Yeah, right? He's always been a little campy.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Even with, like, Pierce Brosnan... Sean Connery, totally campy. James Bond's always been a little bit campy.
I agree.
Pussy Galore, the name alone.
Well, yes. But I guess
they're
it's
like,
because I
we're
grew
serious,
up with...
And we're seriously naming this bitch Pussy Galore.
I grew up watching Octopussy. Roger Moore movies first.
I did too.
And yeah, I did see the Sean Connery movies, but I just thought that the Timothy Dalton got a bad rap. Why do you not like him?
He's just
you don't have a good reason, do you?
I don't know. He's not pleasant to watch. I mean, from any point of view. I'm not saying because he's not as pretty as Daniel Craig. I don't really like Daniel Craig as James Bond. It's too serious.
He's good to look at. He's a good actor.
Yeah, well.
What more do you want?
I like him in other stuff, all right, but I think James Bond started to get too serious, and it's just like watching generic action movie with James Bond's name on it.
It's not Expendables. Come on.
It's about the same.
Nope. Nope.
No, nope. The Expendables has the camp factor of all of those washed up...
Expendables was written by, like, a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well... But the beauty of that movie was it had all those, washed up 80s, 90s...
Yeah,
super
they had
dudes.
Like super cliche one-liners,
yeah.
Like, what you gonna do about it?
Stick around.
I sincerely hope that the Expendables 3 has Mr. T in it before he dies.
Oh, I don't think it does, but it does have.
Are we in 3 already? We're only in 2, right?
Possibility.
Oh no, no, we're on 2. Yeah. 3 might. 2 it's has gotta... Chuck Norris, so yeah. That's like one level up. We're almost there.
We're right there. Mr. T is
like
in the next one.
Next level, yeah, exactly.
And talk about
Mr. T is above Chuck Norris.
Well, in oldness.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Well. Oldness.
I think Mr. T's. I would much rather watch Mr. T than Chuck Norris.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not.
One is age 60. Damn, Mr. T is.
Mr. T 60. Just had a birthday.
So how old is he?
I think he just turned 60.
He's 60, and Chuck Norris is 72.
Holy crap.
You chose poorly.
Well, that's why they're waiting on Mr. T then. They want to get Chuck Norris in there before he died.
Oldness of fame. How about that?
I don't.
Mr. T was famous like way before Chuck Norris like really hit his prime.
No, I don't know. I think he was doing movies before then.
Chuck Norris just had this big revival lately, that's all.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Mr. T.
His revival, his meme was way bigger, I think, than his fucking Walker Texas Ranger shit.
Wow.
Shut up, fool.
Like, that, him being a meme was, like, the best thing to happen to his career.
Yeah.
Ever.
Somebody needs to start a Charles in Charge meme. A Scott Baio meme.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
So Christopher Walken, Baio, where is he on the spectrum without Googling it?
Wait, what? Say it again?
Christopher Walken without 80s, Googling.
Oh, he was in movies like in his years
80s.
Ago.
60s.
No, how old?
85.
Closest without going 60, over.
68.
No. 70s Casey? At least. I would say late 70s, early 80s.
No way.
Langley?
I say 65.
Mike was closest. He is 69. Mike guessed 68. Oh.
Really? That's crazy. I thought he was way older.
69. That's my favorite number.
I have no grasp on these things, clearly.
All right, well. Yeah, it's just because all the movies he's in now, he has white hair.
Yeah, that's helpful.
So that's why you think he's older.
Wow.
Wow. I'm not quite 70. what else do we want to talk about? I'm looking through this list. It's all bad.
It's all bad. I think we talked about most of it already.
Oh, we did. We didn't talk about Gilbert Gottfried doing 50 Shades of Grey.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
Hey! I wish we could play a clip.
But we
can't. I don't.
So now we all have to learn Gilbert Gottfried impressions.
Ow!
I can't believe it.
There you go.
That's actually really good.
I'm doing this stupid podcast. What the hell is wrong with me?
That's actually really
good.
Hey,
Gaines has an impression.
Gaines is
good.
Hey.
Soon.
I can't believe it. Langley invited me to this podcast, and I'm not even getting paid.
That's pretty good. He's even got the squinty eyes.
I know. He's got it down.
So, all right. So who can do the best Christopher Walken?
No one.
I don't know. It comes and goes. Got to be in the right.
We need to have like a comedic version of the Expendables.
With like washed up comedians.
I think the Expendables is the comedic version.
Just like a bunch of washed up comedians, like Andrew Dice Clay.
Like doing impressions.
Oh God.
Who would be in that movie?
The Dice Man. Oh,
the Dice Man.
Dice.
Hickory dickory dock.
I think Jerry Seinfeld, even though he's not quite washed up, should be in it anyways.
He's not washed up enough.
I think he's got too much money to be called.
Yakov Smirnoff.
What, like it has to be only horrible comedians that you haven't heard from in years?
Since the 80s.
That's,
yes.
That's that washed helps. Up.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, keeping with the theme of the Expendables.
All right, so the Dice Man, Yakov Smirnoff. I guess Gilbert
Holographic
Gottfried.
Sam Kinison.
Gilbert Gottfried.
The hologram of Sam Kinison.
Yes.
Ow! Boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who? Think of some comedians from.
Oh.
Does Robin Williams count?
Yeah, no, I think it would.
He's not funny anymore.
Who's what was been... the damn? What's his name? The guy who was talking monotone. I wouldn't.
Stephen Wright.
He was funny.
He is funny.
Yeah.
He's still around.
I know he's still around, but I haven't seen him do anything. And he, oh man, I used to love listening.
Once a year, maybe twice, he shows up on like Conan or something.
Yeah.
Back when comedy was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think.
Back when Coke
was
huge.
Hologram of George Carlin.
But he was always funny.
The seven words you can't say on the internet. Wait.
Yeah, he would be good, but I guess he's not as washed up as he'd like.
Even though he's dead, he's still not washed up. No.
He's still reveling.
Yeah. I think the seven one of the words you can't say on the internet is "you're right."
Yeah, right.
I was wrong.
Pretty
things
much.
That you'll never hear.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
I can't come to bed. Somebody is wrong on the internet.
Affleck.
Pseudo, make
me a sandwich.
He got
fired from Affleck, didn't he?
Pseudo, make me a sandwich.
That's what I thought.
Who did?
Gilbert Gottfried got fired from the Affleck duck.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah, he did.
I mean, what was he doing wrong?
Oh, Affleck. No, he tweeted something that was not tasteful. Go figure.
Right, yeah.
Gee whiz, he's a comedian.
Right. It was, God, what was it? Oh, it was about the tsunami thing. After the Japanese tsunami, he tweeted, I forget what he tweeted, something terrible.
Mm. I didn't even know that was Gilbert Gottfried as a duck. I mean...
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people were like kind of back and forth guessing, and then I think it came out officially when he was like fired from that gig.
Mm. So.
He tweeted, "I just split up with my girlfriend. But like the Japanese say, there'll be another one floating by any minute now."
Oh. That was it? Wow. They don't take that shit lightly.
Well, you know, insurance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No review on that new browser from Yahoo because it's not working on half the devices, but it looks interesting.
Great.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about it.
It just happened. This is breaking news. Do we have breaking news music? We do not. Like, seriously, in half an hour before the show started. Oh, crap. Thank you. I gave all my
Let's
paper to
just Kim. In. Bukkake.
Hold it up.
Oh, jeez.
This is why we don't have sponsors, by the way.
This is why we don't have people linking the
Come
show.
Come now. We're good enough for FM.
Hey. We're good enough for the morning zoo.
Yeah.
That's right. Honka honka.
So the Yahoo browser pass?
It's called Axis, AXIS. Apparently it is for mobile and desktop, and it's just kind of very unique. I'm still messing around with it. But apparently you can like have a set of web pages open on one device, and they're available on all your devices in the exact same state. That's reasonably
that's
useful.
Interesting. Yeah, that was...
Unless... You're looking at stuff you don't want your significant other to see, and they're using it.
Or somebody to see.
Or that.
Well, then you probably have bigger problems.
Yeah, probably.
So, but the desktop link is broken. I've got it on tablet. I'm probably not going to put it on my phone because it's just not.
Nevertheless, Eric is going to spend the next 27 hours practicing to use it in case it gets big, that he won't look like an idiot.
Pretty much. Hey, I've been doing that with Bing and crap. I learned things.
Bing. How dare you?
I go into the dark, seedy alleys of the internet so you don't have to. No, I'm not talking about like Fortran. I'm talking about like Microsoft crap.
Yeah. I went to Maker Faire over the weekend.
How was
nice.
That?
People doing things.
I went outside.
Ooh.
First of all.
The sun.
I went out. It's the sun. Holy.
You got sunburned.
Crap. Well, I got sunburned at Beta Breakers, but that was a whole other thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually did use suntan lotion when I went to Maker Faire.
Beta Makers.
It is kind of nice to see people building things and, you know, seeing what they're creating and doing things. And it was cool. This is lots of stuff. Lot of stuff to see.
Do you use Facebook or Google Plus? No, I'm building robots, thanks.
Yeah. A lot of that.
You want to follow my work.
Yeah, I mean, some of it was all like the big shiny stuff like R2-D2 kits and Daleks and whatever else that were
Daleks,
you know, clearly,
really?
Clearly, you know, cool. But a lot of the other stuff was cool too. You know, just like just little projects that people do and what they're doing with them and I don't know.
How much does an R2-D2 cost?
A lot.
A lot.
It can't be cheap.
No, but there are these clubs where they build them from scratch. I don't think the ones I saw were built from scratch. They were pretty polished.
What, do they make them in the galaxy far, far away or something?
Well, no. I've actually looked at some of these clubs. They tell you where to get the parts and how to do it and whatever. I mean, the dome was made from, I don't remember, certain things that you can find.
Dome-making materials.
But, I mean, if you look at any of that stuff from Star Wars, that's all comes from parts of other things.
Supposedly from scrap, yeah.
I mean, the lightsabers, the hilt is from those flash, camera flashes from a certain kind of camera. It all, you know, they're all props that came from other pieces of things. So, I mean, that's cool. I had a good time. I thought it was cool. Lots of stuff.
All right. I have to say this. I'm on astromech.net, and I'm just trying to do a little research. This is what annoys me. When you go to a forum just to do a little reading, and they force you to
sign an account
just so you can read their stuff,
that's
just rude. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
But a lot of these guys will machine their own pieces and whatever, like, you know.
Was there like an overabundance of 3D printers there?
Yes.
Awesome.
In fact, I did comment on that because I was like, you know, I remember when I like went to Tech Shop or I went to Noise Bridge and I was like, oh, cool. They have a couple of, you know, MakerBots. That's neat. And then by the time I got through Maker Faire, I was like, yeah, I'm tired of looking at them. Everybody's got one.
It's like in the early iPod days, every conference that would have any hardware accessories, it's like, exactly how many booths do we need for iPod cases and brackets?
Yeah, Arduino boards everywhere, you know, stuff like that. It was cool. I mean, I did one day. It was all weekend. I think Adam Savage talked there on Sunday, but I didn't go Sunday. So.
Ooh.
I don't know. The hackerspace stuff is pretty neat.
I like to see what people do. For the MakerBot, or for the makers of the world.
Yeah.
Because they do the things that
I want to see people posting stuff they're building, not bitching about shit on the internet.
So say we all.
And we're looking at you.
So say we all.
Looking at you, internet. Start making something and shut the fuck up.
I'm looking at prices of making a droid. So somebody built one for $500, $600. Oh. Remote controlled ones are $1,000, but you can easily spend $10,000 on an all aluminum.
Well, droid. Why wouldn't you want it remote controlled? Hey, just make one and stick it on top of a fucking Roomba. Problem solved.
How long does it take to build a droid? It takes anywhere from 6 months to 5 years.
Oh my god, what?
Well, it depends, you know.
To like make it and then also download your conscience into it? What the fuck are you doing for 5 years?
Well, it depends on whether or not you're using a 2400 baud modem or one of the new 19Ts.
Yeah, I could see. Sure.
Loading.
Yes.
Loading, please wait.
If you wanted to display a hologram of
I'm zoning
Tupac.
Into Kelethon. Loading.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a whole parts list on this, a parts wiki. It's like tons of stuff. I don't know. That's cool, though. Whatever.
Yeah.
Make yourself a droid.
If you have 5 years to kick around, hey.
That's if you're lazy. Some people do it faster than that.
I'd hope so.
Actually, it probably has to do with how much money they can save up and... You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, where do you buy this stuff? I mean, I'll build a TARDIS in less time than that, and it'll look better.
Will you build a DeLorean TARDIS?
No, I saw that.
Now, do you think that was shopped? It looked photoshopped.
Maybe.
I think it might have been. Somebody posted a picture of a DeLorean painted blue that had TARDIS-looking markings. I don't know. Casey being too loud, the Golden Girls are coming to shut her up. Just as well. It's about that time anyway. If you want to send us email, robotunderpants42@gmail.com. I'm Langley on Twitter. I'm also on Google Plus and all those other places. Eric Rice on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
Star Mike.
As he goes into the shadows.
On Twitter.
I like that. This is, we are doing a video feed, so it's like, yes, I will see you then on the other side. Fade into the shadow.
Star Mike fixing his Diablo background.
It's crooked, but this room's under construction, so
for like 100 years. You can build an astromech droid faster.
Little guy digging.
What? Yeah, Star Mike on Twitter.
What are your shows? Let's hear it.
The Infinite Loop Show, Sith Heads, This Week in Trek, World of Warcast.
And I'm going to start building a droid and see who finishes first, me or Starman's background room. Oh. If he can finish his room before I finish a droid. It's a race. Casey Queso, I don't know how to spell it, whatever, figure it out. It's not cheese, that's all I know.
K-A-C-E-Y-K-A-S-O, the Casey, not the cheese.
Working on your jingle, are you?
What?
I
wow,
am
that's
a little
jingle.
Bit.
You get jingle?
Do-do-do-do-do. It's Casey, not cheese. Yay!
Oh, my God.
That's got cheese. Definitely some cheese going on there. All right.
Now I'm hungry.
What? Yeah.
I'm curious about the cheese because now I'm hungry. All right.
Oh, cheese.
Wow.
Wow, jeez. See you next week.
Bye.